Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is, no, it's not that. It's Friday Eve is what it is. Don't use that T word here. We all know what it is, but shh. No. It is Friday Eve. That's my point. We're doing well. Doing well. What else? Oh, yeah, we got a few things going on. We got Brian Maloney, who is going to be coming up in a couple of moments here. We've got Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, because Michael continues the hard work to keep radio writ large alive, and particularly a mission involving AM radio. We got Troy Miller joining us from National Religious Broadcasters. He's the president there. Same issue. We all thought that, well, we'd all come to an agreement. AM radio stays in cars. We're all going to be safe, etc. And once again, there are problems. And right in the middle of it, man, we're going to talk a little bit about the squirrels, because the squirrels only have, what is it, 25 games left this season? Something like that. It's going to be the last season, of course, over at the Diamond. We got CarMax Park, right? Is that next year it opens, or is it the year after? I don't know. I could be getting all emotional about the last game of the Diamond, and then somebody's going to say, you know, Jeff, they got two seasons left. You know, lighten up, bud. But we'll find out. We'll find out. They got some really cool throwback retro merch. And I got to get me some of this stuff. It's really cool stuff. Did you hear the little snippet right at the end of the Dana thing there, the Dana program? This is a, how do I describe it? A well-respected, highly regarded, real reporter and serious journalist. CBS national news correspondent Scott McFarlane. And not the good McFarlane who makes the Family Guy stuff. This is the other McFarlane. And he joined former Meet the Press hack Chuck Todd on his podcast. What do they call that? The Upchuck? No? Chuck U? I don't know, whatever they call it, because I'm not listening to it. But I did. I found this little piece, and I want to share it with you. We got to do it right out of the gate. So I will pay tribute to my friend Jeremy, who got it, ready to roll. Not a moment's hesitation there. Great stuff, Jerm. And I would say to you, Jeremy, please, on your way out the door this evening, please, take a little something out of petty cash. You got to find the petty cash first. That is true. But, yeah, once you find it, take a little something. Go ahead, let me hear this.
For those of us there, it was such a horror because you saw an emerging America. And it wasn't the shooting, Chuck. I got diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours. I got put on trauma leave. not because I think of the shooting, but because you saw it in the eyes, the reaction of the people. They were coming for us.
Well, Mr. McFarland, that is either a complete and total fabrication on your part, or you should go and ask for your money back from whoever it was that, as you claim, diagnosed you with PTSD within 48 hours. Now, you may have had a very bad experience. And if you did, I'm sorry. I'm a decent human being. I'm sorry to hear that you felt threatened or uncomfortable. What's the new buzzword? Vulnerable. Oh, people are vulnerable. Uh-huh. You know, back in the day, which I know anybody who is younger than 60, I read, finds annoying when people say, you know, back in the day, because it does sound like your grandfather, and I'm not anybody's grandfather, but I am going to tell you, back in the day, vulnerable meant that you were playing baseball and you forgot to wear your cup. Oh, you were vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, line drive, right down the middle, ouch. Nowadays, it seems like anybody who sees rain instead of sun, or a dog instead of a cat, or hears a word, they, well, I'm vulnerable, and I feel like I, you know, oh, God, take a lap, kiddo. Rub some dirt on it. But I digress. So, Mr. McFarland, back to you. You are a real famous public figure. CBS national news correspondent. So people believe in you, they trust you, they care about you. But when you sit and say that you were diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours, I am left with only one of two options. Nope, you know what, I'm going to add a third one in there because I don't know him, maybe. Although I listened to the whole clip, and I'm thinking I definitely know the context, but I don't know him. So maybe he just, I suppose, possibly screwed it up. But that would be option number one, that you're telling Chuck Todd and his dozens of listeners, hey, I was diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours. And maybe you misunderstood. Maybe that's what you really believe. Or you know that you were not diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours, but you don't care, and you are telling Chuck Todd that you were diagnosed with PTSD because that's your story and you've decided that's a good story. Or, option number three, you were in fact, quote, diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours by someone who told you you had PTSD and they did it within 48 hours, in which case, again, I would say you need to go back to your clinician and request a complete and total refund of whatever money was paid to them. I mentioned the DSM-5. You familiar with the DSM? Anybody? Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. The fifth edition published by the American Psychiatric Association. It is the latest edition. One of the few things that I have held on to since collegiate times was a copy of the DSM. And they don't come out with these every week, by the way. But the DSM-5 is, in fact, the book. If you are involved in counseling, psychology, psychiatry, social work, you are going to have a familiarity with the DSM. You are going to have either a physical copy, and by the way, they ain't cheap. $100 or more, I think, at this point. I don't know, maybe they got like the paper ones, you know, paper cover. Soft cover, but it's not a cheap book. But I am here to tell you that anyone who is going to seek any sort of counseling or therapy, your clinician, your provider, will have a copy of the DSM-5. Period. End of story. Some might say, well, I have it via a particular website. Maybe it's a special website. That's fine. But they will still have it, and they will still be using it. And it's not that often that I actually know something about something, but I actually know something about something in this case. And I know what PTSD is, and I know what PTSD is not. One of the things that I have become very familiar with through the years as a police peer counselor is PTSD. It is something that I really honestly know a thing about. And I know people who actually have PTSD. I know people who do not have PTSD. There are far more people who do not have PTSD than people who do have PTSD. Even with that, there are people who are having a tough way to go. There are people who have experienced trauma. But that doesn't make it PTSD. I know popular culture now, everybody seems to think that everything is PTSD. You know, I was thinking about this. I have PTSD. No, you don't. Unless you can meet the criteria set out in the DSM-5. I promise I will not sound like a professor. But in a moment, I'm actually going to share with you the legit criteria for PTSD directly from the DSM-5. And that will show to you why I have such a concern and a real degree of being puzzled by Mr. McFarland on the Mr. Todd cast. He claims he was diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours. Then he says he was placed on trauma leave. Well, trauma and trauma leave, that's subject to interpretation, right? That's a, hey, your mileage may vary kind of thing. Maybe CBS News says, what? You heard a word you didn't like? Well, by all means, we are dispatching the cuddle puppies. You are now on trauma leave. Maybe. I don't know. But what I can tell you is that there is absolutely, positively no way that he was diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 321 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. All right, students, get ready to write a few things down. How can you show that someone is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder? Number one, exposure to trauma. Have you been exposed to death, threatened death, serious injury, or sexual violence? All right, I'm going to give Mr. McFarland that one. Intrusion symptoms. Are you having recurrent, involuntary dreams or memories? Are you having flashbacks where you feel as if the event is happening? Are you suffering from intense or prolonged psychological distress? Avoidance symptoms. Are you trying to avoid the memories, thoughts, or feelings? Are you trying to avoid external reminders? Negative alterations in cognition and mood. At least two of these must be present. Marked alterations in arousal and reactivity. At least two of these must be present. And number six, out of the list of eight, duration, classified as criterion F, as in Frank. The symptoms must be present for more than 1 month. The symptoms must be present for more than 1 month. So riddle me this, Dr. Batman. How did you get diagnosed with PTSD in less than 48 hours? 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I'm just taking a moment here before we get to Brian Maloney to respond to 804. 804, all caps. Now, I don't know if he's angry or he just doesn't know how to, you know, uncap his caps. I have no idea. But 804 says, the Katz radio show is becoming stale. Maybe it's time to retire. Now, you may be thinking, well, you can respond, Jeff, but don't be angry, don't be nasty. Well, here's my response. I'm going to share it with you the same way I'm sharing it with him. Retire, question mark. Yeah, sounds good to me. LOL, beach, ocean, cool drinks, and pineapples. Thanks for listening, Jeff. There you go. Now, I'm not retiring that I'm aware of, but this poor guy at least gets a response. And you think he feels better, Germ? You think at the end of the day he goes, oh, look, that guy's not retiring. He's just a jerk. Well, I'll take that one. Brian Maloney. That's a bad segue because I said the guy is just a jerk. I'm not talking about Maloney. No, Maloney's a good guy. He's always been a good guy. He is the radio equalizer, the television equalizer, the newspaper equalizer, the media equalizer. Brian, thank you for being here.
Oh, I don't even know how to respond to any of that. But don't retire, Jeff. No.
No, you don't want your Thursday afternoons to open up that much, do you?
Yeah, exactly. So tell him that you're not going anywhere. But, you know, I mean, you know, you didn't have to read that on the air. But, I think it shows it's a good thing that you did read it. You know, it's like you're not afraid of it.
Oh, gosh, right? No. Oh, come on, please. Tell me how much you hate me. I'm going to move you right to the top of the list. That's great. Fantastic. I've been married for 105 years, whatever it is. I've heard this stuff before. I got to ask you something, Mr. Maloney. I put together a little list, and I just want you to hit back. Last night, we took away billions of dollars, right? NPR, PBS, foreign aid for people who hate us. Our border is closed. Retail sales are up. Department of Education is in the process of being shut down as much as it can. Had an actual budget surplus last month. Jobs numbers, job growth occurred exclusively in the private sector, not government. Gas prices are down. That's the first 6 months. Now, you and I sometimes think, well, President Trump could do this or he should do that. Is there anything that he's not doing that, he should be doing?
Yeah, so his presidency in terms of policy is a success. It's a major success. Mm-hmm. But in terms of messaging, it's not a success right now. And that's the difference. So in terms of substance, in terms of policy, he's getting things done. Has he gotten done all the things he wanted to? No, but I mean, Washington's broken, so you just get done as much as you can. Right. And he's fighting for it. He really is. But, again, the messaging is bad, and that's what needs to be fixed. So we've talked about it before, but it's become so much worse over the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. In fact, even just since I was on with you, because, you know, you bumped me for the governor last week.
So. Oh, you didn't take that personally, did you?
No. I just thought you could tell the governor the next time, you know, he wants to just call in, he can do it on another time, you know, but yeah.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Maloney, is this text, are you an 804 texter telling me to retire? Is that what this is? No. Okay.
All right, but the point being that in terms of messaging, Trump has really gone downhill because he's doing something that violates one of the first rules that I learned in broadcasting a million years ago, and I'm sure you did because we were both starting around the same time 30-plus years ago in this business, and one of the first things I learned was never turn against your audience. Never. Never turn on them. And Trump has turned against MAGA and America First vocally, repeatedly, over the last week or two, and it's bad. It's bad. He's sending his own supporters running, and it is so unnecessary. And, you know, the flip side of this is, okay, so these Democrats in the Senate, like Cory Booker, some of these clowns that are screaming today – that, you know, well, I want those Epstein folks.
Well, where were you the last four years
when we could have released them then, but you didn't want anything to do with it then. So they're as phony and transparent as possible.
Right.
But at the same time, Trump and this, nothing to see here. Move on. In fact, to the point where he's saying, you know, yesterday and today, just kind of like saying, I don't want you as my supporter anymore. Do you think we should push ahead with this? And, you know, I mean, it's essentially what he was saying. That is, I don't even have a word for that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been involved with Trump in the political arena in this way for 10 years now. The modern Trump era began about 10 years ago.
Yep.
And there has never been a moment like that in 10 years. Never. Never. Not even close, Jeff. They're saying Trump must be in there somewhere. If Trump was in there, we would have known about it years and years ago.
Exactly.
So there's somebody else being protected that's in there that will be embarrassing to the White House. I don't know who it is, but this is being handled poorly. I give this one an F.
Wow. Okay. Is there, well, how do you handle it then? If the president says, look, this is over. I know we said there was something there. We've looked at it. Hey, listen, there's really nothing there. Let's move on with stuff. We're cutting taxes. We're growing jobs, blah, blah, blah. Is that enough, or is there some other message? Because you said again, this is messaging and communication with his very, very, very basic core of supporters. I think you and I are in that very basic core of supporters. What else does he say, or does he just say, you know what? Well, I'm not going to talk about it, or talk to Pam Bondi or Dan Bongino. You know, they got it. They said there's nothing there. Let's move on. What does he do?
I think you release the files and take the hit. Whatever is in there, you release it. And just because what he's doing right now looks like a cover-up, and it's worse.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, what I want to know is, if there were never any Epstein files, then what was in those binders they passed around to the influencers that day? Remember that, those white binders passed around to the influencers that day that said Epstein files? I never really saw what was in there. Did you? I don't know. Were they blank pieces of paper? I don't know.
I don't know either. I do remember that image, and I thought, oh, that's an interesting one. This will be interesting as we move down the line. And you're right. Then nothing's come of it. See, here's the weird thing from my perspective, Brian. And I've listened to a lot from Alan Dershowitz. Remember, Dershowitz was one of the lawyers involved. The Epstein's last lawyer is now coming out and speaking. And I think there's some essence of truth here when they say, hey, there's not, quote, a list, right? I mean, he was a pervert and a degenerate and a smart guy, even though he was sick and twisted and vile and a horrible human being. So he knew who he was providing these girls for. He didn't necessarily have to put it down in a spreadsheet. So I get that. I don't know. I just...
Well, are we asking about his personal files, or are we asking about the FBI's files related to Jeffrey Epstein, or are we talking about both? You know, and I think we're talking about both. Writings of Epstein's, and he was so much more intertwined with everyone in Washington on both sides than anyone will ever want to admit. You know, this guy, his whole career was, I mean, it's just baffling, baffling.
Yeah, just an absolute a scumbag of epic proportions. But, you know, as you're pointing out, an equal opportunity scumbag for other scumbags, regardless of their party affiliation. All right. So is this one of those things, Brian? And let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is with us. Brian is all about the effective messaging and taking policy that needs to be enacted and really getting stuff to go. And by the way, the vote woman. I forgot her name. I'm sorry. The woman you gave to us, sent on to us with about the.
Oh, yes. Marlee Hornick. I'm glad you were able to have her on your show.
She was great. She was great. Don't take it personally. We bumped the governor so that we could have her on. But
no, I got to tell you, if we still have a second, Jeff, that I'm going to be in Washington with her on Tuesday. And we are having a press conference at the National Press Club Tuesday at 1 p.m. And we are going to be announcing some big stuff. And that's why I wanted Marlee to be on your show. And hopefully she'll be on again so that she can bring you up to date on what we do in D.C. But we are going to be suing Letitia James for elections law violations. And we're also announcing a new effort to free Tina Peters in Colorado and releasing voter data, a whole bunch of shady, fishy stuff that's going on in about 30 states, of which Virginia is one. So, the Virginia data is actually, and I hope that she got a chance to tell you about the Virginia data.
She did?
Oh, good, because there's some whoppers in there, just some wild stuff.
Well, okay, so a couple of things then. Make sure you send me all the info that comes out of this National Press Club.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Press conference, because I want to share it. I want to use it on the air. Obviously, I want to get you back and her to talk about it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's great stuff. This is excellent. Brian, do me a favor. Do everyone a favor. Remind them where they can follow you, what the best way is to see what you're doing.
Well, yeah, and why don't I throw in the website for that group, too, regarding the Tuesday press conference that we're doing now. That is Unite for Freedom, but it's just Unite number four freedom. So Unite for Freedom, number four, not the word four.
Okay.
UniteForFreedom.com. And then on Facebook, for me, it is Facebook.com/Media Equalizer, one word, that's Media Equalizer, or Red Wave America.
I love it. Brian, I do always appreciate you being here. I value your input. You're a great guy, a talent like very few others. And I will look forward to sort of poking in virtually, I hope, on Tuesday, and then sharing that with everybody and getting you and Marlee back to talk about it. You're a good man. Thank you. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We've got a lot of stuff we got to mention. Gosh, I think I forgot to mention some of this stuff. John Fogerty is going to be at Atlantic Union Bank after hours, and he is going to be there on August the 1st. Well, did I say Friday Eve? All right, fine. So I'm thinking about the weekend. What do you want from me? Here we are. We're on a roll. This is going to be the best show ever. Absolutely perfect. And then, you know who screwed it up? Jeremy, by pointing out that I said Friday Eve. Or Saturday. No, it is Friday Eve. Wait a minute. It is Friday. All right, forget about it. It's Friday Eve. I'm sticking with what I said there, Germ. Had too many tomatoes on your end or something. Anyway, John Fogerty is going to be coming to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. That's Meadow Event Park in Doswell. That is going to happen at, on August the 1st. And I want to give you the chance to win a pair of tickets. So I'm looking at this rundown thingamajig. You're going to have to stick around for a while. I'm going to say 5:45. I'm going to say 5:45-ish. You know how I sometimes throw the ish in there. But yeah, somewhere around there. Somewhere between 5:40 and 5:50. I'll give you the chance to win a pair of tickets to go and see John Fogerty at the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. And Jeremy, I'm just going to give you a heads up here because you decided to, interrupt and mess up my entire presentation. John Fogerty is 80 years old. So the caller number we'll be looking for, I believe, will be 80. Good luck to you. Hope you packed a sandwich. While we're harassing Jeremy, which, let's not kid ourselves. It's a great thing to do. It's fun. I have the duty to remind you that the Jeff Katz Show could, in fact, be named the best afternoon radio show this year. But I am going to need your help. So if you take a look at your watch, you will see that it is vote o'clock. Now is the time for you to text the number 100 to 804-430-5505. Again, you're going to text 100 to this number, 804-430-5505. Please text 100 to this number, 804-430-5505. Yes, in fact, I have it up on socials. So if you're driving and you couldn't quite get the number, that's fine. But I like the fact that the Richmond Times-Dispatch gave me number 100 this year. And I don't know why, but what a great tie-in. Because here, you know, WRVA, we're getting ready to celebrate our 100th anniversary. And even though I'm not a numbers person, not a math person, I'm looking at it and thinking, wow, I have been part of News Radio WRVA for 13% of its entire existence. You're right. It is the finest 13%. I wasn't going to mention that, but, you know, text 100. That's the number to text, all right? Text the number 100 to this phone number, 804-430-5505. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Here it is, Friday Eve, and it's hot. It's hot. It's 94 degrees. And the humidity is what? 8,622. It's hot and it's sticky. And that's kind of the way it's going to be until October, thereabouts. Anybody shocked to hear? We'll probably have widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. Right. Okay. Well, just so you know. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I'm taking a look at some of the stuff here, and I thought that I would share a few things with you. Let's take a look at this. Again, coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, this whole Epstein debacle may derail the entire MAGA agenda. Trump just needs to release every file the government has on the creep. All right. I don't know. 804, Maggie says, Jeff, is it possible a Supreme could be on the list? Is that why we got Obamacare in the first place? Don't know. Wow. I don't know. 804 James says, Jeff, could Charles Pyle be any more in the tank for Abigail Spamberger? With his inflection of how poorly Sears did in a biased VCU lefty poll? I got to tell you this, James. And Lord knows I have not spent a lot of time defending news people. And here at WRBA, I've shared this with you. Actually, Charles is the first legit news person that has been on this program in a long time, as far as I'm concerned. I can tell you, well, I mean, I'm not going to do it, but you make no mistake, prior to Charles, yeah, so no, I don't think Charles Pyle is in the tank for Abigail Spamberger at all. You'd have to ask him. And you know what his answer would be? I'm not going to tell you because I'm a news guy. I'm a journalist. I really do call balls and strikes, and I think he does a pretty damn good job, and we're happy to have him on the show. All right. Wait a minute. Somebody else not happy with Charles. Charles, this is not your day, man. I'm sorry. Davi down in Midlothian says, Chuck Pyle seems to love using Winsome Earl Sears. I guess he means, or she, Davi means the sound. When are we going to start hearing Abigail and Davis Spamberger? I don't know. Maybe what Spamberger says is so fanciful and demonstrably untrue, it doesn't even record. You know how vampires couldn't appear in photographs? Maybe what she says is just so clearly false that it can't be recorded. 804, Jeff, the whole Epstein thing is a freaking clown show. He could handle that better. Well, maybe. We can all handle things better, but all right. Fair enough. Let me see. This is a nice one. 804 says, Jeff, you do a fantastic job. You are turning into quite the Southern gentleman. Politics should be in your future. No, it should not. Why? No. I thought you liked me. I read the first part. Jeff, you're doing a fantastic job. You're turning into quite the Southern gentleman. Well, I like that. That's positive. And then they end by saying politics should be in your future. They turned against me right there. No, politics should not be in my future. I love service. There's a difference, though. I love service. I believe in service. I am a very strong believer in the admonition provided by Luke. To whom much is given, much will be required. I have been given much, and I know that much is required. And I am doing my best to meet the requirements. So I love service. I love serving. But I will tell you again, I have zero interest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
At this point in my life, in running for office, God bless those that do. I'm not interested. Not interested. Oh, that reminds me, Winsome Sears replaced her campaign manager. Oh, I think it's a good move. Look, I love Winsome Sears. And I have never had any hesitation about saying that or knowing that I would be voting for her, or that I'm very happy to display signs for Winsome Sears in the front of my house and the back of my house as well. But could the campaign be stepped up a notch? Yeah, good. I think it's great she's bringing somebody else in. I don't think it's the biggest story in the world. I think it's, you know, it is what it is. But good for her. I know that my side on this, Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Meares, I know that we offer Virginia the only opportunity to keep moving forward, to build on the 4 years of tremendous success that Governor Youngkin has been able to achieve. You put Abigail Spanberger in there, the only business that's going to pick up in Virginia, if Abigail Spanberger somehow moves into the executive mansion or the moving companies, because they're going to be so damn many of us saying, okay, come on over, box my stuff up, we're out of here. It's awful. Ernie from Chesterfield says, Jeff, please don't retire. I would have to stop listening to the radio. Oh, well, thank you, Ernie. You know what, Ernie? Even if I did retire, I'll make a promise to you. You send me your address, and I'll just drive down there and I'll talk to you. I mean, I can't do it all the time because, you know, you're in Chesterfield and I'm in Hanover. And there's that whole thing about getting a permission slip to cross the river and all. But no, you wouldn't have to worry about it if in fact, I did retire. No, I'm not doing that. I'm hoping that Rich Herrera, who is the host of Richmond's Morning News, checking out the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, is looking at some of the comments. Because some of the comments should reassure Rich that you're doing just fine, my friend. That's all that I am going to say. It's all good. If you've not listened to Rich starting at 6 in the morning, I would urge you to please do that. Solid show. Good stuff. Now, I get it. Rich is relatively new. I don't know, 7 months, 8 months, whatever it is. It's not 13 years like me. I get it. But it's also not 50 years like somebody else. And you got to give credit to people who say, well, I want to move someplace and put down roots and be part of it. And I think Rich is doing every part of that. So I'm very happy to welcome him. And I'm again asking you, give him a listen. 6 o'clock in the morning. It looks like Tuesday morning's germ. Is this official? Is Tuesday morning at 7:35 now when I am always on with Rich? Or is that just kind of something that's happened the last couple of Tuesdays? Because I get the sense that that might be a thing, but I don't entirely know. But I'll let you know when I know. Simple as that. Meantime, please vote for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show in all... in all of Richmond. The Richmond Times-Dispatch competition best of is open from now through August the 3rd. Every day from every single cell phone that you have, you can vote for the Jeff Katz Show. It is so easy to do. I'm going to remind you, you are going to text the number 100, text 100. To this phone number, 804-430-5505. 100, you text it to 804-430-5505. If you would like to also vote online, you can do it. You go to go.richmond.com/thebest. And then you look for a Best Afternoon Radio Show under the entertainment category. Again, it's go.richmond.com/thebest. And you look for the Best Afternoon Radio Show under the Entertainment tab. Speaking of radio, Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, is going to be with us at 4:35. I want to talk a little bit about his recent list. The Heavy 100 is what it's called, the 100 Best Talk Show Hosts in America. He sat down with Sean Hannity the other day. Great discussion. I want to hear more about that. And... are we or are we not safe in terms of saving AM radio? We'll find out at 4:35. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Which reminds me, at News Radio WRVA is our Instagram handle. It's something you ought to be signed up for. It doesn't cost you anything. And the more people we get over there on Instagram following at News Radio WRVA, at News Radio WRVA, the more stuff you get to see. Like this morning, just as an example, this morning. So this morning, 8 a.m., bright and early, I do one of my national television hits with Newsmax Television. And it's great. Why? Because it's Newsmax. I love Newsmax, and I think they like me. Seems like they like me. But anyway, so I'm doing that, 8 o'clock. And if you were watching it, then you saw me. I was Natalie attired. And I barely even know Natalie. But there I was, Natalie attired. Great jacket, great shirt, great tie selection, if you, I could say so myself. And a very good cufflink selection. These were vice presidential cufflinks I got from Mike Pence. So I was looking good. I also had my coffee in an official Texas Inn coffee mug. So that may have shown up once or twice on the Newsmax television broadcast. But anyway, so I did that. And it was great fun. It was very good. I don't know, probably about 10 minutes. It was a nice hit. And what nobody on Newsmax or any of the folks watching Newsmax would know was that, well, I was sitting there with, well, gym shorts. I almost said no pants. That's not true. That's not true. But with gym shorts. and just dressed from the waist up, because that's kind of how I do it. And that's how every one of us that does an extended TV thing does it. And then, you know, now you do it all from home. I used to have to travel to the studio. You'd have to travel. They'd have to send a truck out to your house. Now it's like, yeah, let me open up my phone and put it here next to my cup of coffee. But that's the sort of stuff that I would probably share on Instagram. Yes. But you're only going to see it if you sign up. Instagram, the handle is at newsradiowrva.com. I actually had to shoot a little video. Germ, when is that going up? Can I tell people? You made me do this. Maybe run back in from the former plaque shack to grab a real shirt. Well, you know, TV was over. I went back to my my casual wear. Oh, okay. Today, after this here program concludes, you will be able to take a look at that Instagram video again at News Radio WRVA at News Radio WRVA on Instagram, and you will be able to take a look at it. Then it's related to some of the stuff that's going on. We got Michael Harrison coming up. Michael is a friend for, I don't know, 30, 35 years, publisher of Talkers Magazine. They just came out with their list of the 100 best talk show hosts in America. Michael just did an extensive sit down with Sean Hannity. And I got to find out, are we or are we not safe as far as AM radio is concerned? He joins us at 4:35. It's 4:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Make sure you don't stop talking. That's just one of the great tunes from Gun Hill Road. Of course, you hear that all the time on this show. It's become something of an anthem. It is what we do, right? This is talk radio. We talk. I love that. I mean, I have no other marketable skills, so I'm grateful for it as well. But every once in a while, I like to have you join me, take a pulse of where talk radio is writ large. Is there something different now because of all the technology? I've been reminding you that you can follow News Radio WRVA on Instagram, at News Radio WRVA. I remind you, all right, I'm annoying you. I get it. I'm pestering you. And then I'd love for you to text the number 100 to telephone number 804-430-5505, because there is the possibility that the Jeff Katz Show, for the sixth year in a row, could be voted best afternoon radio show in Central Virginia. And you know what? I think that would be pretty cool. That being said, it's also pretty cool when you go to the Bible of Talk Radio, the true trade paper for talk radio, Talkers Magazine, and see that, according to the fine folks there, you are you're one of the 100 best talk show hosts in America. And Michael Harrison, who's been with us before and will certainly be with us again in the future, the publisher of Talkers from the very beginning, a great broadcast talent himself, who gave that up to become somebody who gave this industry legitimacy, and he's joining us. Michael, thank you for being here.
Wow, what a lovely intro. Jeff, thank you for having me on the show. No marketable skills other than being a talk show host and saving the world. I think that that's enough.
Well, thank you. You are very kind. I want you to share with everybody, because we have a wonderful audience. We have devoted talk radio listeners. We're really quite fortunate that our listeners are really familiar with what we do in this space. And I look at the Heavy 100 every year, and I see real greats there. Let everybody know what goes into those selections, and maybe share a couple of the folks who are right there at the top, because I guarantee you, my people, they're listening to them too.
Well, I mean, first of all, what you're saying is very true, that the people that listen to radio, the people that have radio in their lives, who make appointments to hear shows such as yours, who are interested in what's going on behind the scenes, who care about the state of AM and FM as well as online and internet and streaming and podcasting and satellite. These are the people. We love these people because these people are part of the radio community. And the reason I'm making such a big deal about that is because there are a lot of people who are so hell-bent on seeing the rapid evolution of technology and just wiping out all semblances of a natural flow from one century to the next. from one era to another that just want to pronounce radio dead.
Yep.
And nothing could be further from the truth. So when I have a chance to talk about radio to an audience of people who are utilizing the radio, no matter what they're listening to, I find that to be very special. Our heavy 100 is a big deal. So you're on the heavy 100. Off the top of my head, I think you're somewhere in the upper echelons of it.
I am number 35, sir. I played every variation on that in the lottery the other day.
Number 35 on the Talkers Heavy 100,
yes,
considering
sir.
There are over 5,000 active talk show hosts who fit the criteria for consideration. Number 35 out of more than 5,000 in a competitive field. You, my friend, are a huge success. And your star is still on the rise, even though you've been at this for many years. That's a great accomplishment. But it's a very interesting survey. We are, it's put together by the editorial board.
Right.
I am the editor and publisher. I have the last word, but I am not the only word.
Right.
And we take into account a variety of factors, courage, effort, impact, longevity, potential, ratings, recognition, revenue, service, talent, and uniqueness. And we acknowledge that it's as much art as science and that the results are arguable. We don't say these are the 100 best.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say these are the 100 biggest. We don't say they're the 100 best looking, although maybe it is. But we say the 100 most important, and we view it from the perspective of being a trade publication. We're interested in the field of radio, not necessarily from a fan perspective or any other. So that's what it is. And you've been on this a number of years. You have been the recipient of the Humanitarian of the Year Award from Talkers, which is one of our best awards, and you have a stellar career. You definitely should be voted the best talk show on your great radio station in Central Virginia. You deserve that, and if not, you still are that in terms of our eyes and our ears. So congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. That is very kind. And I will tell you, Michael, and I remind everybody, Michael Harrison is joining us. Michael, the editor, the publisher of Talkers, Talkers Magazine, which is the trade paper for this this industry. And the reason that this industry has any degree of legitimacy is that about 35 years ago, that man right there, Michael Harrison, who is a tremendously talented broadcaster, said, okay, I got a choice. I can be an active talk show host, or I can help this industry, this business, this profession, and be in charge of the trade paper. And he chose the latter. The rest of us are the beneficiaries of that. Some of the other folks on this list, Michael, you mentioned good looking. Brian Kilmeade is on this list. Dana Lash on this list. I absolutely get the talent there. I look at some of our mutual friends, a guy like Harry Hurley. And not everybody here knows Harry, although I've had Harry on this show because he's got such a unique perspective and connection to everything going on in New Jersey. You want to know anything that's going on there, you got to go to Harry. But, you know, many years ago when I was a little baby talk show host, when I left my show in Atlantic City, Harry took it over, and he's been there ever since. He's like the mayor of the entire state.
Yeah, he is. He is a 33-year veteran,
yep,
of WPG. He hosts the,
yep,
morning show there. He's like the mayor. They've named a street after him. Before he had that job, he was vice president under Donald Trump. That's,
yes,
right. Mike Pence was not the first vice president. Harry Hurley was vice president of one of Trump's hotels in Atlantic City. And we all know that Atlantic City has its problems economically and otherwise right now. And Harry is on the front line using his platform to do everything he can to help Atlantic City. So he's a real champ. And there are a lot of people like Harry on this. There are people like you. And then, of course, there are people that everybody across the country knows, such as you mentioned, Brian Kilmeade. Yep. The great Sean Hannity is number one on this list. And this list is not one of the things that I have to fight all the time is the misconception that we are a political journal, that we are conservative or that we are liberal or that we are anything. We're not. We're free speech. We're about the First Amendment. And on the heavy hundred, there are people like you who are unabashed conservatives. There are reasonable moderates. There are unreasonable moderates. There are lefties. There are loony liberals. Yep. There are wacko right wingers. Yep. There are white people, black people, brown people, yep. female people, male people. All of that stuff is covered.
That's right.
Not because we're trying to be politically correct, because we want to give a very well balanced image to the rest of the world that looks at this list as a snapshot of what's going on in this world of talk radio. And we want people to also understand that not everything about talk radio is one-dimensional, ideological, or skewed to only one point of view. And that makes it even harder to get on this list, because you've got to earn your way as being important. Mm. And it's important that people present legitimate points of view that are shared by others and that can percolate in the marketplace of ideas. You get my drift?
I was taking notes, Mr. Harrison. I was writing down the things that you said. Following this program, Sean Hannity is going to be on our airwaves. We're obviously very proud to have Sean here. He is number one this year. This is somebody you want to talk about a story and I say legacy. I think that comes after you leave the profession, but he has built a legacy that is just about unparalleled. Number one on this list. Talk about an amazing accomplishment. And you got to sit down and just shoot the breeze with him the other day.
Oh, I wasn't going to step over the line for a shameless plug, but you just opened the door. So I assume that that's an invitation for me to plug the fact that right now, this is the first day. Only less than 200 people have seen this at this point. It will be in the thousands before long. It's free. If people go to talkers.com, the first story is a half-hour video conversation like you've never seen between yours truly and Sean Hannity at talkers.com. And because he's on the station right after you, I guess that's kind of okay. I'm careful about promoting things that take people away from the platform that they're already checking out. You can check it out anytime, folks. It's not appointment podcasting. It's there.
That's right.
At talkers.com.
Well, and I'm going to share that everywhere that I can and tell people, because as you point out, Michael, and you didn't have to do the shameless plug. I was about to shamelessly plug you because I just thought, man, this was two brilliant radio guys, great personality, funny dudes. I know both of them. And I'm thinking I could just be having a sandwich or drinking a cup of coffee. It is great stuff.
Mm-hmm. And while people are there, they can see the one that you and I did recently.
Yes.
I hadn't done one for about 4 months. I've had a tough year this year. I've dealt with some health issues, and I had to step back from the heavy lifting of doing podcasting and doing the video show. I'm on the mend. I'm coming back, and I just did a couple of new up close far out video shows. So I'm back in action, but I'd been away from it for a while. But shortly before I went on hiatus, earlier in the year, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, you and I did one of those conversations. And, several thousand people have watched this. This is not one of those 10 million viral type of a show.
Right.
This is a specialty thing for, back to the beginning of this conversation, the real, real hardcore users of this appliance called radio, of this platform called radio, and the people in the industry. It's a very qualified audience. So really important people within this scene on both sides of the speaker and the microphone are checking that out. And you did a great job of presenting insights into what it's like to do what you do every day in the real world at which you are the real deal. So people, when you go to talkers.com and you go to Talkers Media and all of these shows that we have, you will see Jeff and yours truly, Michael Harrison, in a conversation that I think you'll find very interesting and satisfying.
Absolutely. Michael, we are all grateful that you were on the mend. It is great to hear your voice exactly where it belongs on the radio. It was wonderful to watch you with Sean Hannity. We're going to send everybody over to talkers.com, have them check out these videos. And again, I thank you and the team of Talkers for including me on the list. I thank you for everything that you have done for 3+ decades to take talk radio and turn it into what it is, which is a respectable, honorable industry with real professionals. And none of that would be true without you. Period. End of story. Don't tell me that you didn't do it, because I know you did it, and I thank you for it.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for having me on the show, and best wishes for happiness to everybody listening. And let's stick with this radio thing, because it's got a lot of rubber left on its tires.
Heck yeah, I love it. Michael Harrison, the best of the best, the editor, the publisher at Talkers Magazine. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Shh, don't say that other word, but it is. It's Friday Eve. We're going to have a little bit of fun, 5:20 this afternoon, talk about the Squirrels, my beloved Richmond Flying Squirrels. We've only got a handful of games left, 20, 25, something like that. They're just starting a 9-game homestand, which is going to be great. And I'm a sucker for merch. It's probably why you can purchase Jeff Katz merch if you go to thejeffkatzshow.com, thejeffkatzshow.com. But I do. I love the hats. I love the shirts. I love mugs. I love all of that stuff. And the Squirrels, they're really good at that. They really, really are. And I've got to tell you that they've got some throwback stuff that is, it's just going to blow your mind. Honest to goodness, it is just going to blow your mind. So we'll talk about that at 5:20. We're going to talk about this AM radio thing, because it's not as safe as many of us would like to think. Troy Miller, who's the president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, he's been with us before, really, really good guy. But he'll be with us with a bit of an update. And I think many of us, starting with me, are going to be surprised at what he's going to tell us. You know what else is sort of surprising? Is that Mary Caldwell is celebrating her birthday. Mary Caldwell is just such a sweet, wonderful, amazing woman down in the Chesterfield part of our community. And every day she allows one of her special people to come in and help make this here program as special as it can be. Mary is Jeremy's mom. And I've had the opportunity to meet Mary and chat with Mary. And I, honest to goodness, I just thought everybody's mom should like be like Jeremy's mom. What an absolute sweetheart. So, you know, I never do this. I never, ever, ever take time from the show to wish somebody a happy birthday. So what I will do is I will say that I am wishing Mary Caldwell a very special day upon which she just so happens to have been born. How's that? So I'm keeping everything straight, but at the same time, if you know Mary or you see Mary, then say happy something. All right. Happy birthday, Mary. Thanks. All right, coming up, again, 5:20 this afternoon, we're going to talk a little bit about the Squirrels with the Squirrels. They got some really cool stuff happening as they're kind of winding down the season. We'll talk about whether AM radio survives. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., I am urging you to check out Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera, doing a great job. And it'll be a Friday, so there'll be all sorts of stuff for the weekend. It is 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We got some fun stuff coming up in a couple of moments. Talk a little bit about our beloved flying squirrels. 5:35. Talk a little bit about where we are with this maintenance of AM radio. We have, what is this, a moron alert? Gathering of morons, apparently, on Monument Avenue. We'll talk about that in a moment. And just because I share everything, even those times when you're thinking, Jeff, we really don't need to know that. That's exactly what I tell you. I go from the editor and publisher of the authoritative trade paper, the Bible of Talk Radio, Talkers, Michael Harrison with us, telling me about how I'm one of the most important talk show hosts in the world, which is great. Let me tell you, you know, the head gets real swelled, blah, blah, blah. Then I go inside and we have, how do I describe it delicately, a cleanup on aisle Julia. That kid, no, I love her. But man, her timing and a few other things just stink. So, I mean, I knew I have to give her a shower this evening anyway, but now, man, a shabbits. So, there we have it. So what are we hearing now? Monument Avenue. Anybody out there? And is it Monument Avenue or is it somewhere else? Let me see. I got to check the reports that are coming in. Apparently, some of the left-wing nitwits who, frankly, don't have anything else to do because, you know, they're not actually burdened by employment. There are a bunch of them now on Monument Avenue. Germ, do we have any idea exactly what these geniuses are protesting now? Is it just their regularly scheduled petulant behavior, their temper tantrums? Do they have an issue du jour? They're protesting President Trump and ICE. Huh. Okay. Well, here's my suggestion. Lock their asses up. That's all. Next question, please. You know, I learned that from Carl Leonard. What was his advice? Bluff. Bottom line, up front. And he learned it from former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld when he worked at the Pentagon with Secretary Rumsfeld. Bluff. B-L-U-F. Bottom line, up front. All right. Well, here's my bottom line, up front. You're blocking traffic? We will be removing you and arresting you. Anybody else? We got plenty of room to take a couple of you at a time. In fact, you can travel from here where you're blocking the road over to the Richmond City Jail, and you can go with your friends. How's that? It'd be nice, like a little mini vacation for you. Get a souvenir photo. maybe like a cool jumpsuit. I don't think you get to keep those, but yeah, you know, orange flip flops. Do they do the orange flip flops there? The orange slides, or do they do like a tan? I don't know. But if you are blocking Monument Avenue because you've decided to have a quote protest, and you do not have some sort of permit to have the protest, then I believe you need to be arrested forthwith. Are these geniuses going to be like the other geniuses that shut down 95? Remember, it was a couple of months ago, last year, whenever it was. I don't know if they crazy glued themselves to the road or they chained themselves. Some stupid crap. And they wouldn't leave the highway. And decent human beings who had to go to work or come from work or wanted to go home to their kids, their lives were disrupted by a bunch of trustafarians sitting in the roadway. Now, Colette McKeachin, as per usual, couldn't be bothered prosecuting any of the protesters. You know, she can't get involved in all that prosecuting stuff. I mean, she's only the Commonwealth's attorney, for God's sake. She's got other things to do. But if you're down in that area, do me a favor. Hit me up, please. James River Air text line. You're going to be our field reporters on this. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. What exactly is going on right now as we speak on Monument Ave? Do we know exactly what these folks are allegedly protesting? Do we know if there are arrests being made? I don't know. If it is all about the ICE situation, apparently these people just don't like law enforcement, you know, doing their job. You know who else doesn't like law enforcement doing their job? CNN. Has CNN moved into the MSNBC take a sip category? I think it has. Hold on a second. Okay, there we go. There we go. Do me a favor, just start cut number one, please.
The pool.
And the beach.
The beach.
Julio is an undocumented immigrant from Mexico. Sasha and their three children are all U.S. citizens. They decided to make the move together only moments after Trump took office.
There was an executive order being signed, and that was her call for, said, like, what do you think about moving to Mexico? And I said, honestly, at this point, yeah, let's do it.
Julio crossed the U.S. southern border when he was 11 years old, and he's lived in Pittsburgh ever since.
One of his first concerns when we talked about moving is, like, how am I going to watch the Steeler games?
You're a Pittsburgh native for all intents and purposes.
Oh, my God, yeah.
What made Trump a second term more nerve-wracking for you, that to come to a decision that you had to leave the country?
There are no limits. There are no limits on being a target. The only main concern is, like, he looks brown, he looks different, he don't speak English. He's the one. It doesn't matter.
That's where things stand tonight in the case of Gilmar Abrego Garcia.
They were confronted with their worst nightmare when Gilmar Abrego Garcia was mistakenly deported to a notorious mega prison in El Salvador.
I can see myself in that, and I don't want us to wait until we're in the same situation.
There are people who will say, you came to the U.S. illegally. Why didn't you do it the right way? What do you say to people?
If you were to be put in my situation at my age to tell me to do it the right way, the whole process pretty much takes about 15 to 20 years. By that time, I don't think my kids or anyone's kids who are starving or in a dangerous situation can wait 15, 20 years for you to come here and start working.
Now, Sasha and Julio are settling in Mexico, and they are part of a newly emerging community of people who are voluntarily departing the United States. It's something that the Trump administration is banking on. They're calling them self-deportations. They're taking to the airwaves with multi-million dollar ad campaigns and offering financial incentives for people to leave. Now, Sasha and Julio opted not to take that offer, but for them, what was happening in the U.S. was enough. The uncertainty was enough to make this move. And what we learned, of course, in this reporting, Brianna, is it's not just undocumented immigrants doing it, but also their U.S. citizen spouses and children.
Such great reporting, Priscilla. Thank you for taking us.
Really? Was that great reporting? Because I'm listening to that thinking, wow, what a terrible, terrible attempt at reporting. Missed as the most important part, the biggest takeaway, is that Julio entered the United States of America illegally. And because he didn't want to be bothered going through the process, he decided, well, the laws just don't apply to him. And so he decided to stay after breaking into the country. And then he decided that he would make babies. Because she mentions those kids are American citizens. They were born in the United States. I didn't make them. They're not my kids. They're his kids. That whole thing was skewed. And you know what? Were I a journalism professor and she came in with that as her assignment. Right, here you go. What do you think, Professor? This is good stuff, right? No, it's garbage. Absolute, utter rubbish as far as journalism goes. If you're majoring in propaganda, congratulations, you get an A. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 535, Jeff Katz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, I think that's the best way to describe it. Thanks again to Megan Angstadt from the Squirrels, and apologies to Megan. As we were chatting, all of the interwebs there at the Radio Factory just died. And so it killed everything for a second, and then, it was what it was. And so, apologize to her, and I'd love to get her back, because, again, she said there are only 27 games left for the Squirrels at the Diamond. And then, you know, it's over. Next year, obviously, we're going to be over at CarMax Park, which would be great. I mean, it looks to be a great stadium, but only 27 games left at the Diamond. So 9-game homestand beginning, all sorts of great throwback merchandise. There are things now available at the Squirrel store there and online from teams many of us didn't even know existed. Anybody know about the Richmond Virginians? Long time ago. They were a Yankees affiliate. I don't know if I would even be allowed to get one of those shirts because, as you know, I'm married into a very strong Red Sox family, so I don't know. Where are we on the AM radio situation? I thought this was all like one and done, that it was done and dusted, as the Brits would say, that we had an agreement, AM radio stays in cars, our safety continues to be paramount, but there might actually still be some issues with that. That's a little bizarre. Troy Miller is the president, the CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters. And I'm very happy to say he's joining us. He's been with us before on this and some other issues, but I just wanted to poke him a little bit and see what's going on with this. Troy, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be with you today.
Yeah, it is good to have you back. So give us some insight here. Is this AM radio in our cars debate over, or are people still trying to kill it off?
Well, I think the debate is kind of over. There's not as much opposition to it. What we're kind of stuck with right now is getting Congress to just get it over the finish line. We just as of this morning, we have 255 sponsors in the House. And that's, of course, more than enough to get it passed on the floor. We had the big, beautiful bill that slowed it down, and now we have some NIL stuff coming through and health care, and they're just sort of kicking the can, and we're really trying to bring the pressure up of saying, hey, this is a very bipartisan supported bill. Get it out of the House. Get it over the finish line. And by the way, the Senate has already passed it out of committee.
Wow. Wow. All right. So, look, I'm not a D.C. guy, as you know, but I'm just looking at this and thinking, well, just get it done. Gosh, there's got to be somebody there with some degree of power to say, hey, the AM thing, just put it over there, vote yes, let's move on. And nobody's doing it, huh?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, we're really looking at people out there. We're asking everybody, hey, just give your congressman a call. Odds are they've already supported it, but tell them, hey, get this thing done. Get it over the line. Stop dragging your feet. Don't kick the can down the road so this becomes now from, you know, we started this in 23. So it's been 24, 25, and now we don't want it kicked to 26.
All right. So what do we need to do? We need to reach out to our members of Congress. Do we need to reach out to senators as well, or is it just the House thing?
Mostly the House. If the House passes it, gets it to markup, and gets it on the floor, it'll get through the Senate. The Senate, then that will trigger the Senate to get it over to a vote. And then, look, it'll be a done deal. And it's, again, like I said, it's really not the debate or the controversy. We almost have, it's one of the few bills in Congress that almost has a 50-50 support across the aisle. That's almost unheard of.
Exactly. I don't know how it happened, Troy, but it's such common sense that everybody, regardless of your perspective politically, went, oh, yeah, that makes sense, right? I mean, and it just does seem to be one of those underhanded things. But if we do have to remind some of the folks, folks listening to this station obviously are more mm-hmm. right of center, more faith-based, but there are folks on the other side who ought to be supporting it as well. What are the strong reasons that we need to remind our members of Congress of when we call?
So first of all, the number one reason that really gets Congress going, AM radio is the backbone of the emergency broadcast system. Okay, the EAS, we call it, Emergency Alert System. There are about 70 hardened stations across the country. So look, at all the natural disasters that happen here, it's everybody's tuning into AM radio. If you've got your weather or disaster radio home, or you get out in your car, you're tuned into AM radio, and they don't have a plan B for that right now, so AM needs to really stay. Second is, and right behind, and this is where the real issue comes, we don't want everything to be on a subscription-based service that the car companies control in the dash, okay? We like free choice and free over-the-air content to be able to get to. We don't want any more gatekeepers today to tell us what we can and can't hear while we're in our vehicles or while we're on home or while we have a radio out when we're out on our tractors or wherever. We want to have our choice, and we don't want the automakers to become another gatekeeper like the social media internet companies are today. We want to keep that and remind our politicians out there, our policymakers, that we want to have our choices that we make, not somebody else makes for us.
Absolutely. Troy, I'm going to get on this. I'm going to get those numbers and make sure everybody knows that they need to call. Is there, this is unfair, but is there a timeline? We're so close, you would think it would be tomorrow, but realistically, is this something we've got to call for a couple of days, a couple of weeks? Is it a long-term thing, or should we?
Look, a couple of days right now. So okay. Congress is going to go into their August recession. So they're going to take August off. That happens every year. Yeah. So we've got about a week left in July. Okay. Next week, they'll decide on Thursday, you know, what bills are going to make it to the floor. So, look, we'd love to have everybody just start calling right now for the next couple of days and just remind your congressman you want the AM radio bill to get to the floor before the August recess.
There you go. Well, Troy, I appreciate you taking time for us. We're going to mobilize all of our folks. Hopefully we get a nice, strong across-the-board measure of support here in Virginia. And I will look forward to chatting with you again soon, sir.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate your support.
Absolutely. Troy Miller, President, National Religious Broadcasters. Good, good guy. I'm getting a couple of texts here from Rich. Rich Herrera, the host of Richmond's Morning News. I mentioned to you that he was actually driving back from somewhere. And he kind enough to say, hey, you want me to go over to Monument Ave, tell you what's going on? And he has. So he sent a video. It just looks like you got a handful of people on the side of the road, traffic not being blocked. So that's good. There's apparently something called the 50 States, 50 Protests. There was a call for protesters on Reddit. I'd imagine some folks are getting paid, you know. That's the way that works. But here's what Rich said, actually. Said he was actually engaging with some of them as he was driving by. They would come over. They would try to engage in Spanish with him. And, well, they said they don't speak Spanish. But please come join us anyway. Okay. He said it was all very peaceful. No one was mean or angry. Lots of silly signs being waved. All anti-ICE. All anti-Trump. But no one was aggressive or threatening. Okay. Well, you know what? Then in that case, they are protesting peacefully. So good. Good for them. I don't agree with them, but I will absolutely defend their right to speak freely. I'd love for you to go and see John Fogerty. I really, really, really would. August the 1st, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. That's Meadow Event Park up my way here in Doswell. If you would like a pair of tickets, I'm going to make you caller number 7, and if you are caller number 7, I'm going to make you a winner. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, and I am happy to say we're going to close out the show with Megan Angstadt from the Squirrels. A little technical glitch disrupted our chat, and by God, we're not going to let that happen. She'll be back with us in a moment. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
FiveTwenty, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yeah, don't use that other one. Don't use that other word. By the way, Rich Herrera just texted me. He's the host of Richmond's Morning News. He's down, heading back from somewhere. He's going to drop by Monument Ave, see what's going on over there. My beloved Flying Squirrels, as you know, I think I've got one of the best merch games in the business, and I'm looking at a whole slew of stuff that I need. I need some of these throwback caps. Gosh, just beautiful. The Richmond Virginians, I never even knew about them. And they're doing all of this stuff, and we've only got a handful of games left. Well, Megan Angstadt is joining us. She's part of the Squirrels operation over there. She's going to bring us up to speed. Megan, thank you for being here.
What's up, Jeff? It's great to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Happy to have you spend some time with us. How many games have we got left in this season?
It's crazy. There are only 27 games remaining at the Diamond.
That is crazy. But you guys just started, what is it, a 9-game homestand?
So starting tomorrow, we're out of the All-Star break now. The boys are back in town, and starting tomorrow, we've got 9 games in 10 days for you.
Jeez. All right, well, I'll take it because I love the squirrels. I can't get enough squirrels. So that's,
right? Yeah.
That's good.
We got all the rain out of the way last week, and we're going to have a fun weekend. Kicking off tomorrow and Saturday is one of our most impactful weekends that we have every year. It's our Richmond 34 Legacy Weekend. So super excited to have some members and family members of Richmond, the Richmond 34, to be able to tell that story is always incredible. And we recognize them with some specialty jerseys. We'll have them telling their stories throughout the game and just always a really amazing and impactful weekend. And then, of course, Saturday, we've got fireworks to round it all out.
Oh, I love it. You guys put on a great show. Is this or is this not the last year for the Diamond? Because I told everybody, hey, we've only got 20 games left and then it's going to be something else. But is it or is it?
You're correct. This is it. The last season at the Diamond, which is why I heard you talking about the merch. We're doing a lot of throwback things, kind of recognizing all the amazing baseball that's been played here at the Diamond with our throwback nights. And yes, that merch has been flying off the shelves. We're pretty pumped about it. But we got to kind of lean into the nostalgia of it being the last year at this home of the Diamond.
550, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, getting a number of reports now about Monument Ave, and none of them bad. What it looks like, according to everybody, including our very own Rich Herrera, host of Richmond's Morning News, who went out of his way to head down there and just take a look. People are standing on the side, and I can't tell you exactly what everybody is or is not protesting or supporting or against or what have you, but here's the most important part, it appears. The roads are not blocked. So, you support what they're supporting, give them a honk, you don't, keep driving, whatever. But it apparently is not actually impacting traffic or the commute or anything else. So, that's great. Okay, we'll keep you up to date. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., make sure you tune in to Rich. And I know he will be sharing what he saw and didn't see tonight. A little bit earlier, we had Megan Angstadt from the Squirrels on, and we were just getting ready to talk about the new ballpark, because we only have 27 games left at the Diamond. And our interwebs they stopped working down there at the Radio Factory, but they're back. We got a fresh hamster. We are all good to go. So happy that Megan was able to squeeze us back in. Megan, I apologize for that. Thank you
no.
for jumping back on.
I'm happy you could squeeze me back in. We're back. We're good.
Oh, absolutely. So before we were so rudely interrupted, you and I were chatting about the fact with only 27 games left.
Yeah, the summer's flying by.
Oh, are there any tickets left? Because I got to think people want to be there for some of the games.
Richmond is just always the most supportive community and fan base. We love it. It's amazing. But we do have tickets available for this weekend. We got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday's actually going to be a 5:05 game this weekend, trying to beat the heat a little bit and doing some Sunday fun day evening games. So 3 chances this weekend for people to come out and join us, and there's tickets available for all 3 nights. And then we have games next week as well. So that last game, though, Sunday, September 14th, is the last game of the regular season, and that one is starting to fill up. So if people want to join the last game at the Diamond, they should get their tickets now for sure.
Wow. Now, wait, so September the 14th, the last ever regular season game.
Regular season game. We hopefully, might make some playoffs, but that's the last scheduled game as of right now. So we're going to do it big. For sure.
Gosh. Can you give us just, a tiny little sneak peek? Because I got to figure that's going to be gigantic.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's super exciting. We did actually do a contest for the number one Flying Squirrels fan from the past 15 years, and we released who it is. His name's Ray Edwards. He's been a season ticket holder since day one with us, and we're actually going to turn him into a bobblehead, and we're going to give away the bobblehead on the last game. It's our Fan Appreciation Day, too, so lots of prizes and giveaways for everybody that comes out. And then fans will all have the chance to come out on the field following the game that day, and we're going to have a little play catch on the field for everybody that wants to come hang out on the field at the Diamond after the game.
Wow, I love that. Now, what was the name of this gentleman again? Ray?
Ray Edwards, longtime season ticket holder, number one fan.
Well, now here's the thing, Megan. I'm looking at Ray is not actually going to be able to make it that day. No, I just got a text.
Yeah, oh, you did? Okay, yeah, okay. We need a fill-in.
Yeah, there was some sort of miscalculation in the counting, clearly, because you're talking to the biggest Squirrels fan and certainly in the last 15 years.
Oh, I love
years.
It. Yeah, oh, wow. You're awesome. Well, we need a Jeff Katz bobblehead.
Yes, you do, and it has to be wearing Parney pants. That's my only requirement.
Of course.
I love it. Well, why don't you
it's so fun to celebrate, but we're excited for the new ballpark. Super excited.
I was going to say, many of us who have spent a long time at the Diamond love the Squirrels, but CarMax Park is looking like, man, that's going to be pretty cool.
It's just going to be a game changer for not just baseball fans, but the community. You know, it's going to be a venue where we can hold events 365 days a year. So just an awesome opportunity for the community to be able to hold events there for fans who do come out to get a whole new experience, getting to sit in the outfield, catch a home run ball. It's going to be so different, a lot more accessible, you know, not as many stairs. The Diamond has such unique character, but we're excited for it to be a lot more accessible for all fans to come and enjoy.
That is one of the most beautiful things, Megan. Now, you may or may not know, I have a severely disabled daughter and pretty active in the disability community. So we all love the Squirrels. We love the Diamond, but it can be quite a challenge. So this
for sure.
new accessible part of CarMax Park, man, that just opens it up to so many of us. So thank you.
Yeah, literally a game changer. We're looking forward to it.
All right, well, you better give the website, because with 27 games left, this last chance for anybody to get down there. Where do we go to get those tickets?
Absolutely. SquirrelsBaseball.com is our website. You can get tickets right online there, and then follow us on all the social media, at Grow Squirrels, for all the up-to-date information when we have games and all the fun stuff we have going on.
I love it. And what about the merch? Can we get that online as well? Because
You sure can.
Oh, okay.
All right. SquirrelsBaseball.com for the merch as well.
SquirrelsBaseball.com. Because, you know, here's the deal. You know, I'm married into a Red Sox family. So for me to wear something that...
I'm sorry.
You fall in love. You can't tell me who I'm going to love, right? She's a Red Sox.
I get it.
So I don't know that I could wear a shirt that has a pseudo Yankees logo, like for the Richmond Virginians. But
the
I'm
Virginians, I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's pretty cool. Yeah. You know, it's the nostalgia, the throwbacks, right? And it's all from right here in Richmond.
I love it. Well, listen, we do love the Squirrels. I've loved the Squirrels.
Thank you.
As long as I've been in town. You guys are amazing. Everybody top to bottom, side to side there is world class. And I will see y'all at some point over the next 27 games.
Absolutely. We look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is Megan Angstadt from the Flying Squirrels. What a great lady. And congratulations to that gentleman who is the number one Squirrels fan. Hey, tomorrow morning, I just got a note from Rich Herrera. Governor Youngkin's going to be dropping by at 9 a.m., so make sure that you are listening to that. You know, I love the Gov, and I just think the world of him, so I'll be listening for sure. I want you to have a fantastic evening. Yes, there's a possibility of showers because it's summer in Central Virginia. Otherwise, have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do it all again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.